The secret and potent power of small wins. A mountain is taken step by small step. Sometimes we might leap forward, a quantum change that catapults our destiny into overdrive, but most often at the unimpressive inching toward our dream that finally crowns us conqueror. Small wins are packed with potent power. Harness them and you will see miraculous change. Appreciation of your accomplishments and the satisfaction that comes from finishing is extremely motivating. Scripture tells us, finishing is better than starting. Patience is better than pride. Ecclesiastes 7:8 NLT. There's a delight that comes from completion. Again and again in Genesis we see God create something, then delighted in what he had made, calling it good and very good. Even our Father took time to appreciate what is handiwork. You should too. Elsewhere the Bible also states, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. Zechariah 4:10 NLT. The end. The beginning. Both can be a place of rejoicing if we position ourselves to grasp them. Often the challenge comes because we place the end tape way off in a seemingly unreachable distance. From this perspective, the meagerness of our fumbling first efforts to be futile. That 100,000 book you want to write seems monumental when all you have on the stark page is the first 100 imperfect words. It is easy for the fuel in the engine to run dry long before the destination. The creative key to unlock potential and fuel motivation is very simple though. Bring the excitement and adrenaline of beginning closer to the celebration of completion. This works for any creative endeavor, but let's stay with writing as an example because numbers fit neatly into a writing endeavor. But be sure, whether it's a house you are building, a course you are creating, a curriculum you are crafting, any creative project, the same principle applies. Instead of having the finish post at 100,000 words, make the end game 1,000 words. Then another 1,000. And so on until you conquer the mountain, one 1,000 step at a time. What often ends up looking like this. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email. Becomes. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email. You make your beginning and your end closer. Every step is not one of mammoth proportions, it is not even a leap. Make your probability of winning inevitable. Beginning micro commitment end. Beginning micro commitment end. Beginning micro commitment end. Beginning micro commitment end. I want to write a book about Christian creativity. I want and dream it will be a definitive work. A game changer for millions. A mountainous and impossible dream. So how do I begin the trek to the summit and not stop? 500 words a day about creativity on this blog. Welcome to the journey. Every messy step a daily win until the inspiration lands and I can gather up the raw material from these pages and shape them into my opus. What are you doing? What's your end game? Is it way over the horizon or can you bring that checkered flag within walking distance? Instead of Sistine Chapel, how about two sketches every day? Rather than a world-shaking album of hits, why not a single chorus today, a verse tomorrow and a rough cut on YouTube by the weekend? Those cuts and choruses will soon add up. Dear creative friend, you find the rare and precious gold by digging the daily dirt. Do your work, and make quick and definite wins part of your everyday diet. And with that final flourish, I can call this day a win, motivated for another one tomorrow. Instead of looking forward full of fear at all I have not yet written, I can now look back over this short piece of word art and rejoice. Another end. And ready for another beginning. Fueled by finishing, I'm stoked for tomorrow's victory.